Picture this. A Lufthansa 747-8 breaks through the clouds at 38,000 feet. That iconic hump silhouette against the sunset. A sight that's vanished from almost every corner of our planet. British Airways? Gone. Qantas? Retired. United? Delta? Air France? They've all sent their queens to die in the desert. Yet, here's Lufthansa, flying more passenger 747s than anyone else on Earth. Why? This isn't nostalgia talking. While the entire industry races toward twin-engine efficiency, Lufthansa is betting millions on four engines and a 50-year-old design. Every major airline CEO would tell you they're crazy. The numbers say it's impossible. But what if everyone else is wrong? What if Lufthansa discovered something the rest of the aviation world missed? A way to make the world's most iconic jet profitable when others couldn't? Is this the last dance before these legends disappear forever? Or the beginning of an unexpected comeback that nobody saw coming? Here's what's really happening. Every time a Lufthansa 747 thunders down the runway in Frankfurt, you're witnessing either aviation's greatest act of defiance or its smartest strategic move. Because buried beneath the romance and nostalgia lies a calculated gamble that cuts against everything modern aviation believes. The twin-engine revolution was supposed to kill the Queen. Environmental regulations should have grounded her. Economics dictated her retirement. So, why is she still here? In this video, I'll uncover the real reasons Lufthansa refuses to let go, and why their 747s aren't museum pieces, but frontline warriors still conquering the world's most lucrative routes. Ready to discover why the last airline flying the Queen might actually know something everyone else doesn't? Think Lufthansa's 747 obsession is just German stubbornness? Think again. Here's the first clue. Frankfurt Airport, mid-morning. The tarmac is already chaos. Every gate occupied, every runway slot worth its weight in gold. Lufthansa faces a problem that would make most airline executives lose sleep. They need to move 400 passengers to New York, but they only have one precious takeoff slot. A 777, that's 300 seats, maybe 350 if you squeeze. An A350, similar story, but slide a 747-8 into that same slot, suddenly you're moving 364 passengers in a premium heavy configuration, plus 30 tons of high-yield cargo in the belly. Do the math, that's 100 extra passengers per flight, 700 per week, 36,000 per year, on just one route. But capacity is only half the equation. Those routes where Lufthansa's 747s dominate, New York, Los Angeles, Tokyo, Delhi, aren't just busy. They're gold mines of premium traffic. Business travelers who pay $8,000 for a lie-flat bed, first-class passengers dropping $15,000 to sit in the nose. Here's what really matters. Lufthansa didn't stumble into this strategy. When they received their first 747 in April 1970, becoming the second airline ever to fly the type, they were already thinking decades ahead. They've operated nearly every variant since, accumulating something money can't buy – institutional knowledge. 53 years of operational data, thousands of pilots trained specifically on the type, maintenance procedures refined to an art form. While British Airways saw costs, Lufthansa saw opportunity. Where Qantas found inefficiency, Lufthansa discovered a perfect match for their hub constraints. Can any other aircraft really replace what this legend delivers? Picture trying to maintain the same capacity and premium yield using smaller jets. You'd need to add flights Frankfurt simply can't accommodate. The Queen isn't just convenient for Lufthansa, she's irreplaceable. At least for now. Want to know the real reason British Airways and Qantas killed their 747 fleets while Lufthansa's thrive? Two words. Lufthansa Technik. While other airlines were writing monthly lease checks that bled them dry, Lufthansa was playing a completely different game. They own their 747s outright. No lease payments, no banker breathing down their neck. But ownership without expertise is just expensive metal sitting on tarmac. Enter Europe's largest aircraft maintenance empire. Hidden in massive hangars across Germany lies an operation most airlines can only dream of. Parts shortage grounding other carriers, Lufthansa 3D prints a replacement. Complex engine overhaul needed? They do it in-house, saving millions. Here's the kicker, Lufthansa Technik doesn't just maintain their own fleet, they service 747s for cargo operators worldwide, creating economics of scale that transform a potential weakness into profit. Think about what this means. Every airline operating costs include a massive line item, maintenance. For most carriers flying aging 747s, this number exploded. Parts became scarce, expertise vanished, delays mounted. The death spiral was inevitable. But when you control the entire maintenance ecosystem, different story. Lufthansa's fully depreciated 747s, maintained by their own technicians, using their own parts inventory, operate at costs that would shock their competitors. Remember when COVID hit and airlines parked fleets in the desert? Parking fees, storage preparation, engine preservation. The costs were staggering. Lufthansa? They kept their 747s flying cargo, generating revenue while others hemorrhaged cash. This isn't luck. It's what happens when you combine German engineering discipline with vertical integration. While the industry zigged towards outsourcing, Lufthansa zagged towards self-reliance. The result? Their 747s don't just fly, they fly profitably. In an industry where margins are measured in pennies, that's not just an advantage, it's a superpower. Step inside Lufthansa's latest 747-8, what you'll find might shock you. Forget everything you remember about tired jumbos with worn carpets. This is Allegris, Lufthansa's billion-euro bet that the queen of the skies can still define luxury in the 2020s. First class, not just a seat, a sanctuary. Floor-to-ceiling doors seal you into a private suite in the 747's nose. Literally ahead of the pilots, the seat becomes a genuine double bed. A 43-inch curved screen wraps around your space, and outside your window, the horizon curves at 41,000 feet. Here's the kicker. No other aircraft in the world can offer this. The 747's distinctive nose shape. It creates real estate that simply doesn't exist on any other jet. The layout is only possible because it's a jumbo. But Lufthansa isn't just flipping a switch and rolling this out overnight. The retrofit is so complex, they're doing it in two stages. And that's wild. Phase 1. Rolling out now through 2025, updates the lower deck business class to Allegris. But the legendary upper deck business class, still the old product, same goes for first class, untouched for now. Phase 2 doesn't arrive until around 2027, when the first full-class suites and upper deck business finally get their Allegris upgrade. That means, for years, passengers could board a 747-8 with half new seats and half legacy cabins on the same flight. Has the rollout been perfect? Hardly. Supply chain chaos, certification delays, and the sheer challenge of retrofitting a double-decker behemoth have made it a saga. But here's what matters. Passengers are rebooking, specifically to fly these updated queens. Even with the half-new, half-old setup, demand is surging. Because when it comes to comfort at 35,000 feet, nothing beats a reimagined icon. Why? Because you can't replicate this experience on a 777 or A350. The 747's unique architecture, that upper deck, that nose, those vast cabins, creates possibilities no twin jet can match. For aviation enthusiasts, it's a pilgrimage. For business travelers, it's a productivity sanctuary. For Lufthansa, it's genius. Premium passengers generate 80% of the profits while occupying 20% of the seats. The 747-8 carries more premium seats than any twinjet, turning each flight into a revenue powerhouse. Think about it. While competitors squeeze passengers into dense twinjet cabins, Lufthansa offers space that's becoming extinct in modern aviation. In an age of shrinking seats and disappearing amenities, the Queen's generous dimensions aren't a liability. They're her greatest asset. Drive through California's Mojave Desert, Arizona's bone-dry plains, Australia's remote airfields. You'll find them everywhere. Rows of abandoned 747s, paint peeling, engines wrapped, slowly returning to dust. The aviation world has spoken. Four engines are dead. The future belongs to twins. Makes sense, right? Two engines, they burn less fuel, they need less maintenance, they meet stricter emission standards. The 777, A350, and the upcoming 777X, they promise everything airlines want. Efficiency, range, reliability, Even Lufthansa has placed orders, hedging their bets for the future. So, why haven't they pulled the trigger? Here's the uncomfortable truth. The 777X is years late and billions over budget. Environmental regulations are tightening like a noose. Fuel prices swing wildly. Every airline board meeting includes the same question. When do we retire the jumbos? For every carrier, except one, the answer was yesterday. But Lufthansa's fleet plan reveals something fascinating. Their 747-8s, with advanced GEnx engines and ongoing upgrades, are plotted to fly into the 2030s. That's not a retirement plan, it's a commitment to potentially six decades of 747 operations. The pressure is real. European emissions regulations grow stricter every year. Environmental activists target four-engine jets. Shareholders question the economics. Yet, Lufthansa persists. Why? Maybe because they see what others miss. The 747-8 isn't your grandfather's fuel-guzzling jumbo. Those GEnx engines, they're 15% more efficient than previous generations. The aircraft's range and payload capabilities remain unmatched for certain missions. And with the 777X facing continued delays, what's the alternative? Is this brilliant strategy or dangerous stubbornness? As each month passes with Lufthansa's 747s thundering skyward while their siblings rot in deserts, one question grows louder. How long can this last? The answer might surprise everyone, including Lufthansa. Watch a Lufthansa 747-8 rotate off runway 25L at Frankfurt, four engines roaring, that unmistakable profile climbing toward cruising altitude. You're not just seeing an airplane, you're witnessing an act of defiance against everything modern aviation believes. This story was never about nostalgia, it's about cold, calculating strategy meeting once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Lufthansa cracked a code others couldn't. How to make four engines profitable when two engines rule the world. They combine slot-constrained hubs that demand maximum capacity with premium-heavy routes that generate outsized yields. They leveraged maintenance capabilities that transform potential liabilities into competitive advantages. They bet on ownership over leasing, self-reliance over outsourcing. The result? While British Airways 747s gather dust and Qantas jumbos get scrapped for parts, Lufthansa's queens generate profit on routes from Frankfurt to Mumbai, Munich to Los Angeles. But let's be honest, this can't last forever. The 777X will arrive eventually, emissions regulations will tighten further, the economics that barely work today might not work tomorrow. So, what we're witnessing might be the greatest final act in aviation history. Or, and here's the intriguing possibility, it might be something else entirely. Proof that with the right strategy, even aviation's most dismissed designs can find a new life. Every Lufthansa 747 flight is now appointment viewing for aviation enthusiasts. Because, whether this is the Queen's last stand or an unexpected second act, one thing is certain, when these jets finally retire, we'll never see their like again. Did Lufthansa make the right call? Are they geniuses for keeping the 747 alive when everyone else gave up? Or are they simply postponing the inevitable? Share your thoughts below, because while the rest of the world has moved on, Lufthansa and their magnificent 747s are still writing history, one flight at a time. And that history won't last much longer.